This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
See, I wasn't as patient as Donald Trump. He created his real estate empire, then created his media empire, played possum all the whole time behind the scenes preparing his move to try to overthrow the globalist. I just had to go directly to radio and television 20-plus years ago, and it came together like a horse and carriage with you, the listeners and viewers that are the heart of 1776. Dan Lyman is going to be joining us. We can show you some B-roll right now if you're a TV viewer. Some of the footage he shot in Switzerland at Davos. Again, he's going to be joining us coming up in the next segment, InfoWars.com reporter. Also, you guys might want to print it. I forgot to tell you. There's a new Kit Daniels article on InfoWars.com about Antifa rats, always highly financed by their lord demon, King Soros. They are also there. I mean, you've got the helicopters ferrying in the rulers of the universe, the big tech companies, the Hollywood folks. Who are there telling us that they are saviors of the earth and that you must let them run your entire life and control you or the earth will die, and that they are just total saviors. Like all these Hollywood movies that are coming out about, you know, where the daughter's marrying the cool tech owner and he's really cool and Bill and Melinda Gates are helping, and this is truly sick. And there's all these old eugenicists, you know, sitting back. All these old eugenicists going, oh, let's get Bono. He's groovy and cool. Let him keep 99% of the African money just as long as he tells folks climate change so we can get that carbon tax in and kill about a billion people in the third world in the next few decades. But first, I want to play this clip since I mentioned it and didn't get to it. We've got a good lot getting into DOJ, may get NSA missing text. We've got Senator Ron Johnson about the secret society and the criminal activity of the Clinton operatives and the FBI. But we also have Terry Trucci, former senior FBI agent, who I want to get on the show, by the way, hashtag release the memo, talking about just how incredible the activities of these people inside the FBI are.
There's a lot of political dirty tricks going on here. I don't think this trail is going to stop at the door of the Russians. I think it's going to stop where the Democratic Party came through the door of the FBI. And I think this is Watergate Part 2. I think this is Hillary and Bill Clinton Part 2. We put up with all of this in the Clintons during my time in the FBI. And it was one scandal after another. And I think that if you look at past practices, remember what we always say that, the best predictor of future behavior is past behavior. This is all way too looking like the things I saw when I was there.
That's right. That's so powerful. Let's play as we have time before we go to break. Senator Ron Johnson on what he had to say before we go to break, because I mean, what they're saying is true. This isn't hype. In fact, it's worse than what they're saying. But the fact that this is coming out, it's recognized they've gone too far. They've got to be prosecuted. I understand not poking the bear and letting them go into abstention and keep their billions of stolen Haitian money and Russian money, the Clintons, but they're not going to go away. So, you know, that's what it comes down to. Here it is.
What this is all about is further evidence of corruption, more than bias, but corruption at the highest levels of the FBI and that secret society. We have an informant that's talking about a group that were holding secret meetings off-site. There's so much smoke here. There's so much suspicion.
Let's stop there. A secret society, a secret meetings off-site of the Justice Department.
Correct.
And you have an informant saying that?
Yes.
Is there anything more about that?
No, we have to dig into it. This is not a distraction. Again, this is bias, potentially corruption at the highest levels of the FBI that is now investigating. And now this is, and by the way, Robert Mueller used to run the FBI. He is in no position to do an investigation over this kind of misconduct. So I think at this point in time, we probably should be looking at a special counsel to undertake this investigation. But Congress is going to have to continue to dig.
Yeah, that's not enough. They got to be indicted now. These are clear and present cabal of organized crime that infiltrated our government, that want to overthrow it for the communist Chinese and other foreign powers. They're accusing us of that. They're all on the payroll. He didn't just used to run it. Him and Comey brought this whole nest of crooks in. It's all their little babies. I'm so excited. The new product at InfoWarsLife.com in a glass bottle, 2 month servings, filled to the brim, filled to the absolute top, the Real Red Pill. This is a heart and brain pill, a nootropic that doesn't have any stimulants in it. But boy, does it stimulate, because it's beyond that. Quite frankly, I just went off what I saw medical doctors prescribing to their patients. But it wasn't prescription, but they were charging people $100, $200 for the formulae. And I came up with our own formula, working with some scientists and developers. Non-GMO, made right here in America, 120 capsules. And ladies and gentlemen, you add the preglinone to it, which is the precursor to all the hormones that your body has to have to even make the hormones in your glands. It is amazing. Red Pill, now available at InfoWarsStore.com, and your purchase funds the operation.
Resistance to tyrants is obedience to God. It's Alex Jones.
You can run on for a long time. Run on for a long time. Run on for a long time.
Sooner or later, gonna cut you down. Sooner or later, gonna cut you down. All right, Dan Lyman has been doing work for InfoWars a few years. Great reporter, very prolific. Twitter, at Citizen Analyst. Facebook, at Citizen Analyst as well. He's an American writer, political analyst, and cultural commentator after years. Fronting a rock band, he answered the call to true journalism in defense of Western civilization. Dan now serves as foreign correspondent in Switzerland for InfoWars. And I was thinking, we got to send a crew, but man, budgetarily, that's expensive. And I went, they went, Dan Lyman! The great Kit Daniels said, Dan Lyman! And I'm like, of course, Dan Lyman's amazing! We just need to get him a crew or something in the future, because he's one manning it right now, but he's part of the great team. And again, the only reason I say that is because our team is everything. I just want to talk about the great team. We've been forming. We've been expanding. We've upped it more than 10 full-time writer reporters, 3 or 4 new TV reporters just last year. I want to double that the next year. But again, it's all up to you, the listeners, and you've built it. I thank you. I'm just saying, we grow as you want us to grow. You are the info war. You are the resistance. So Dan's there. Kit Daniels has an article he worked on with him. He's got some video of this. TV viewers can see. Soros deploys Antifa at Davos. Antifa parrots establishment talking points outside the meeting. And there's video of that, again, up on InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com right now. So let's just get Dan Lyman's take on what he's witnessed as somebody that lives in Switzerland, but going to this very remote area where the globalists go to be away from everybody. I've got articles here where even top Silicon Valley folks are saying, world must wake up to threat from tech giants. That's the London Telegraph, and their authoritarianism. And, of course, we've seen press releases from Davos admitting their global government is in trouble. So what's the mood there as it kicks off with Trump set to speak there tomorrow? Dan?
Hello, Alex. Good to be with you tonight.
Thanks for joining us. So what's your first approximation?
Well, so far, it's been uneventful on the outside. It's a very low-key crowd outside. Basically, you see a lot of media personalities, tourists, just the standard ski crowd outside of the kind of the conference center area and the media area. But today I did a little bit more exploring up on the hill, which is back behind the center. And I did find that Antifa house, which I found pretty surprising, as I had not encountered any activists or protesters yet. But what's interesting about this house is its proximity to the venue, and also it's basically on a bend in the road where a lot of media personalities are walking through. There's a lot of cameras there, a lot of TV broadcasting trucks, so it's very prominently displayed to these people there. And what's also interesting is that for someone to have access to that many balconies in Switzerland, they either own the house or they rent the whole thing, or they've rented it all out for the entire week, which would be incredibly expensive. So I do have my suspicions as to how they had access to all those balconies to hang the propaganda.
Well, look, we know Soros funds it. He's got billions of stolen dollars as a Nazi collaborator and all of his other criminal activities. But really, it's just you there reporting on what locals think, on, you know, when Trump comes in, what locals think. We can read the press releases put out by the globalists that are up there taking drugs and having sex with, you know, all the different prostitutes. I mean, we know what goes on there. And of course, we had the former board member of Davos on just yesterday, Ted Malinchmey, reporting on it as well. And he said that they're really panicking, that they're really in decline right now.
Very true. And I also saw that Macron, he spoke earlier today, and from the inside, he said that globalism is in crisis. There's no question that the theme of this entire confab this year is basically anti-Trump. So I think it's fantastic that he has the brass to show up there and just lay down the law, it looks like, tomorrow.
Well, there's so many angles to this. A lot of undercover stuff you can obviously do, too. You can find Antifa and what bars they're in and what they're saying, what they're doing, who's paying them. But, again, these are the big billionaires that try to get all the world leaders in line to really try to set up their own secret society-style cabal like we've been hearing about inside the FBI.
Correct. There's no question about it. And that's why I think this visit from Trump is going to be so interesting. He does arrive tomorrow. I think he's scheduled to have a private dinner with a bunch of European CEOs, if I'm not mistaken. I could see definitely with the way things are going in the U.S., with the corporate tax cuts and just the general prosperity that seems to be taking hold, I wouldn't be surprised if he starts sucking a little business our way out there. And it definitely seems feasible. And I think that will add an added element of suspense to the entire event.
Well, since you say that, I don't know if you've talked to somebody that gave you inside info, but that's the word. The media tried to spin it. Oh, he's going to sell out to the establishment. First, the establishment didn't exist a few years ago, the media told us, the corporate media. Now it exists, and Trump's selling out to it. No, he's not just doing a victory lap. He's not just doing a up-the-keister maneuver. He is going, like he always does, to go, come on, guys, globalism, getting together, being managed, going in and screwing countries over, playing nations off against each other. That's not the way to go. Come to America, just like Lee Cook of Apple just announced, $350 billion new dollars to be spent here in the next year. Just like Japan, South Korea, all announcing he's there cheerleading for America like he said he would do. And he's going to break off those meetings, dominate with his star appeal and his momentum, and basically break up Davos. So I wasn't going to say it, but you kind of preluded it. This is foreshadowed it. This is Trump is going to literally break up Davos. And they're fools to invite him in because he wouldn't even send, remember, when he was president-elect or just got in last year, he sent, I think, Cartellucci there. So he kind of dissed him last year with a backhand. This year he's going in there to blow it sky high. And I kind of hold back my news because I want to make sure he gets in there and everything, but they're so arrogant, they're not going to listen to me. The point is I can now tell you he's going in to blow up the Death Star. So it's pretty exciting.
It is, definitely. And I think there's an added element of providence, some delicious irony, the fact that Trump pulled us out of the Paris Climate Treaty, and then, like, on cue this weekend, we were just dumped on with snow. There was nearly 6 feet of snow that fell in this region, up in the mountains and on the ground. I mean, you can't walk anywhere that hasn't been pre-cleared for you. I ended up falling into a snow hole, just drifting off the beaten path just briefly. There is a lot of snow on the ground. The helipad was shut down for a while. The traffic coming in and out of town is monstrous because a lot of these people who would normally get ferried in by helicopter now have to take in these vans, private limousines. So it's quite a sight to behold, and it's almost like the Trumpen curse has struck Davos already.
That's right. And again, they want to be up the top of a mountain like Mont Blanc. They want to be on top of it. But Trump is going to Davos to politically destroy it, to politically blow it up, to break it up while it's on its knees and bring that cabal that's there trying to destroy nation states to heel. And he'll give them quarter and invite them back into the U.S. Republic as a devastating victory against the EU. That's the inside baseball. Because he sent Scaramucci, again, an underling with not a lot of power at that time, into the situation just to surveil it and to reconnoiter the situation. But now he himself is going to plant his sword in the heart of the dragon. I think this is going to be spectacular.
I do, too. I think even the entrance will be spectacular. There are only two, if not one, tiny little two-lane roads that come in and out of Davos. So I'm not sure how they're even going to get him there. It's been very private. However they're ferrying these people to and from, they can park them underground. So the possibility of kind of filming someone exiting a vehicle or even pulling in is quite slim. Security is very tight. I've tried to get some footage of the front of the building, which I've managed to get a little bit, but even filming from across the street on private property, I was yelled at by security and police to put the camera away. So as you can imagine, it is very tight. There are Swiss military helicopters flying around at all times above and hovering and just kind of keeping an eye on everything. So however the president comes in, if he's coming in the Beast or something else, it's going to be spectacular to behold.
And again, I would go talk to the Swiss police and go, look, man, I'm InfoWars. You know who we are. We've been there before. They know who we are. And I'm pressed. So, that, you know, I mean, you know what you're doing, but I wouldn't act paranoid around them. I just go up and say, look, we're not showing your security procedures. We're just like everybody else. This idea that, you know, I'm sorry we have more viewers than CNN in the U.S. I mean, I know if we were a discredited whore operation, you know, we would be cool. But just absolutely. All right. Dan Lyman is there up atop the mountain in the middle of the Swiss Alps for our big victory lap. But more than that, Trump just doesn't do victory laps. He's going in there to bring back the spoils and bring back the booty of the collapsing EU. Stay with us.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
People search the internet for everything, including you. With a few clicks, information from your past can be quickly discovered. From business deals gone wrong, to misleading reviews, negative articles, and unflattering images. Studies show 78% of people search for someone online before doing business with them. Will they find the real you? With ReputationDefender.com, you can establish a positive internet presence. ReputationDefender.com pioneered the field with over a decade of experience, serving thousands of successful individuals and businesses. We use patented, award-winning systems to boost positive content and suppress negative material. Don't let the internet define you. Take control of your reputation today with ReputationDefender.com. For your quick, free reputation analysis, call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you a few from Amazon.com. By Mel. Great product. My husband and father-in-law use it regularly. Both my husband and father-in-law have had significant change in their blood pressure and overall health. By Amazon customers. It works for me. Returned to buy the tincture and the capsules as they were on sale during February. Unlike some other products, this one worked for blood pressure and occasional irregular heartbeat. Extendivite produced noticeable results after just 2 bottles, a 4-month supply. I take Extendivite 3 times a day, every day. I think this supplement has helped with my increased fitness regime and to lower my blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite. Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
I was born in the soul of misery.
Have microchip identification devices implanted into their bodies.
Got a long line of heartache, I carry it well. The list of lives I've broken reach from here to hell.
We're back live. I'm your host, Alex Jones, Dan Lyman, one man wrecking crew with his great articles at InfoWars.com, and he's there. We told you we'd send somebody, and I was going to send people from here. And then it was like, we got Dan Lyman in Switzerland. And he lives in Switzerland with his wife and family. And he does a great job for InfoWars.com, Twitter, at Citizen Analyst. And again, if he has trouble getting us info through when the internet goes up and down because of the thousands of people that are there, he'll be able to still post at Citizen Analyst on Twitter. So be sure and follow that at Citizen Analyst on Facebook. I'm going to let you get back to Trump's arrival tomorrow and interviewing the locals and everything else you're doing. We'll follow at InfoWars.com, Dan, but I talked to folks about what Trump is planning. One particular individual talked to Trump about 4 days ago, and a lot of this information I get, I tend to not want to put on air just because I want the main mission to take place. But, I, you know, while you were talking, I just figured they figured it out already what he's doing, so I shouldn't always just hold back and then not get the big scoops. But Trump told the individual I talked to that, I'm not going to quote him exactly, but he just said, I'm going to go up there. Those people are on their last legs, and I'm going to tell them how the cow ate the cabbage, and I'm going to bring back a lot of new factories and new industry in the United States. I'm going to go in there and out negotiate these guys. And these guys are a bunch of amateurs, and they're a bunch of idiots. The EU are a bunch of idiots and a bunch of authoritarians, and he is going to relish eating their lunch.
No question. There was an interesting article a couple of days ago that Drudge linked to the headline. It was the New York Times, Fox in the Hen House, Trump goes to the globalist den or whatever. And I thought that was a shocking bit of truth from the New York Times, but I think a more apropos headline would have been a lion in the viper pit. These people they're no match for Trump. Trump is the one-man wrecking crew, and I don't think a lot of us could have even foreseen the effect that he would have had on European politics. You see this nationalist populist wave that's just washing across the continent from east to west. I mean, I did a story the other day at News Wars about Switzerland is even introducing a referendum to sever some of the ties that they have with the EU, namely the open border agreements. So you see this kind of coming in. I think Viktor Orban kind of was pioneering this whole thing. And with the rise of Trump has come the rise of nationalist populism in Europe, and is very powerful. And you can tell that these globalists in Davos are terrified, even with the name of the confab this year is have it written down here, creating a shared future in a fractured world. If that's not a dig at Trump and also revealing their cards, I don't know what is.
Well, Dan, here's the deal. And I've talked to Lord Monckton about this and others, and I've talked to people at the State Department as they bounce stuff off Trump's thinking about. I'm all about the UN or global bodies if they're elected, if people want to be part of them, if nations want to come together and unilaterally, make deals with each other. or have larger combines, that's fine. But you can't do it with the UN or NATO or all these groups because they were set up by the Rockefellers and Rothschilds to be authoritarian. And so we're all about alliances. We're all about countries. I'm all about world citizens. I'm all about being able to live wherever you want. I hope nations would, you know, make it simpler. I'm all about freedom, just like you live in, you know, Switzerland. But that's not what they're doing. They're creating a one world government that tracks what you do, that taxes all carbon, that exempts all these big corporations, and is bringing in a hellish system. I mean, these groups rape third world countries. They push race war. They're ruthless with this whole candy liberal coding garbage. So, that's what's happening here, and the EU's on its last leg. Look at this article here out of the London Telegraph. This reads like InfoWars 5 years ago. World must wake up to threat from tech giants. Silicon Valley billionaire Mark Benioff has compared the current crisis of trust facing the tech giants to the financial crisis of a decade ago, urging regulators to wake up to the threat from Google, Facebook, and other dominant firms. The outspoken entrepreneur accused some of the industry's most influential bosses of abdicating responsibility and being ignorant to how powerful and sophisticated they become. Regulators now have a choice but to intervene, he said. We are in a new world. A decade ago, you had banks talking about collateralized debt obligations and credit default swaps, saying they were great for the economy. Regulators weren't paying attention. The government needs to come to the point of true north, he said in a panel discussion at the World Economic Forum in Switzerland. And, I mean, these groups are super authoritarian. They're bigger than governments, and they're doing whatever they want. And then the answer is Rupert Murdoch going, oh, Trump, shut them down, bust them up, and then shut down all the independent media and make people pay to get News Corp and the New York Times. And the New York Times goes, yeah, we like that. So get rid of the Silicon Valley monopoly and have the old media come in and do it? I mean, good God, this is insane.
Well, speaking of the New York Times, is interestingly, the trains that are running kind of within an hour radius of Davos, which are being frequented by, you know, journalists and people that are visiting the event, the New York Times took out an ad on all these trains, and it just says truth. More important now than ever, the New York Times. You wouldn't normally see that, obviously.
Oh, I hope you took a photo of that. That tweet is gold.
I do have that. I do, and I'll put that up on
Twitter. We're going to retweet it at Real Alex Jones and at Prison Planet right now. Tell us more of the bombshell, the things you've seen.
Well, I think another thing that's very interesting is that the word you were saying 5 years ago, the London Telegraph is writing, you know, our headlines 5 years later. The word globalism in general, not too long ago, when you said that to people, they looked at you like you were a loon. But I have seen the word global and globalism so many times all over Davos this week and in the mainstream press that it's amazing. It's all just out in the open now, all the way through. I mean, we're talking about secret societies and the FBI now. So all the things that we've been talking about for years and you for decades now are mainstream. It's incredible.
Well, I was about to say, just early last year, it was like in February, so almost a year ago, they had a front page New York Times article going, we can pull it up, something like, is globalism real? And here are the people that believe in it. And then it's an article about me saying I'm insane and that it doesn't exist. But it's an admitted global authoritarian technocracy, unelected in their own words.
No question. And I think one of the things also this week that's very interesting, there are seven women co-chairing the event. One of them is IMF head Christine Lagarde, who is a big global warmist. She's constantly pushing that agenda. And she's on record. You can look up her quotes where she says fixing global warming is really about destroying the global economic system that's been based on capitalism forever. We're going to shift to a socialist internationalist model.
Stay there. I want to come back and quote that. Stay there because we're going to come back. I want to give you that's important. Dan Lyman reporting from Davos, World Economic Forum 2018. They say it exactly. You've got the former head of Google saying it. Schmidt, we're destroying the former economic order and bringing a new one in where they're in charge and it's authoritarian. Dan Lyman, at Citizen Analyst, straight ahead, Infowars.com. I want to plow into all of this, but I'm going to spend a few minutes here first just encouraging listeners to understand that when you buy T-shirts or water filtration systems or books or videos or other material from InfoWarsStore.com, You are funding the revolution. I mean, I cannot say it any clearer. And so it is essential that you purchase the products at InfoWarsStore.com. And I want to thank everybody that has, but we've got the best fluoride-free toothpaste with colloidal silver and with high-quality atomic iodine in it. You cannot beat that. For children and adults, we've got the best mouthwash designed by Dr. Jones. That's my dad. The colloidal silver and iodine as well. InfoWarsLife.com or 888-253-3139. And your purchase of the products stands with us, stands with America, stands with Trump, stands against the globalists and their satanic pedophile armies. And that's who they are, and they know we know who they are, and they're coming back against us, so we need your support.
Here's a special message for those of you who owe the IRS at least $10,000 or more in back taxes. The IRS has special programs in place that could eliminate or reduce your tax debt by thousands of dollars. Call the Federal Tax Management Helpline that has been set up for you, 800-503-8625. Stop the wage garnishments, levies, and tax liens now. Once you've qualified and enrolled, the IRS will stop all the collection activities against you. These unique programs have been allocated to help the economy and significantly reduce or eliminate your tax burden. The IRS is currently accepting reduced settlements and other favorable programs. You may qualify for substantial savings, so get the help you need. If you owe more than $10,000 in taxes, call for free information and to see if you qualify. Take down the number now for the Federal Tax Management Hotline, 800-503-8625. That's 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Hawaii was a wake-up call. Don't be caught without a disaster shelter. Atlas makes an all-disaster shelter that will protect your family from fallout, tornadoes, and hurricanes for only $99.99. That also includes the NBC air filtration system, solid steel construction with an airtight bulletproof door. That's right, for $99.99 and up. Call 1-855-4-BUNKER or go to iwantthatshelter.com. Atlas Survival Shelters, the world leader in fallout shelters.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
Discover trends and global developments years before they happen, right here on the Alex Jones Show.
Well, there's the New York Times that Dan Lyman was just mentioning from 2 days ago. Fox in the globalist hen house. Davos awaits Trump's arrival. Just a year ago, we can put it on screen. The crew found it. They had a headline about Trump era and, you know, the fight against globalism and how it's delusional and does it even exist? If you guys can throw that back on screen for TV viewers. There it is. Globalism, a far-right conspiracy theory buoyed by Trump. And then it shows a swastika and says media, and it's a guy wearing a Hillary for Prison InfoWars.com shirt. Now, remember, Let me see if my memory serves. I thought that was in February of last year. Can we put the date up? I like to, or not last year, now a year and 2 months ago. Punch that back up for me. I want to see what date that New York Times. Okay, November 14th. So I was thinking, wow, so I was wrong. That didn't come out after the election. That came out during it. See, my memory fails sometimes. That was a few months before. So that was right after the president was elected. I knew that. So then it goes on to say, I'm insane. Globalism doesn't exist. The globalists call their world government system globalism. They say a technocracy of unelected systems runs it. It's anti-human. It's transhumanist. It's post-human. I can quote hundreds of top globalists saying it. And then they go on and say, I'm crazy, it doesn't exist. Well, it reminded me that was Dan Lyman quoting some of the Davos people saying, we're getting rid of your existing capitalism. We're replacing it with mega rich, but you live in socialism. You're not allowed to join the capitalist system. I mean, you talk about the new class system. This is it. This is like the opposite of what people like Marx even envisioned, which was bad enough. So, yeah, the classless society? Well, yeah, you have no class, but it's a total stratified society where globalists are the new royalty, offshore, tax-exempt, above the law, diplomatic immunity, on mountaintops, protected by the government, taxpayers, and into the midst of it, like a baseball bat into a beehive, comes the fox. And Trump does look like a big old red fox, doesn't he? And so a year later, a year and 2 months later, let's put it back on screen, they go, Fox in the globalist hen house. Wait a minute. The New York Times, and he just tweeted it. We retweeted it, Real Alex Jones. Dan Lyman just tweeted, from the train up the mountain, New York Times ads, truth is more important now than ever. Hashtag fake news at New York Times takes out advertising on all local trains around hashtag Davos, hashtag World Economic Forum. And Twitter will probably just ban it, but you can copy it, put it on yours before they do. It is, or say it's a Russian bot. You know, just showing the New York Times saying their truth, that's a Russian bot. How about it says SH-T-hole or baloney hole? New York Times, Bravo Sierra. Just make it classy. We should have our own New York Times ads. Well, I could have fun if I went with a bag full of stickers like that. New York Times, Bravo Sierra. Kids like, what's that mean, Mommy? It means BS. So, Dan, you were getting into that before the break. Requote those people. And you know, Undersecretary of State Strub Talbot. I mean, there's hundreds of these quotes publicly where they say, we're going to end the family. We're going to end free market. We're going to run your life. We're going to, and then they're going to live on jumbo jets and mountaintops and be tax exempt. And have Bernie Sanders go, I got seven houses and a couple hundred thousand dollar cars and $10 million in the bank. White people don't know what it's like to be poor, Dan Lyman.
Right, and the New York Times says they want to talk about the truth and publish the truth. Well, if they do, the truth is out there. It's easy to find. They've been fawning over the global warming fixes that everyone's going to come up with this week. This is from 2015, Investors Business Daily, a quote from the, at the time, she might still be, was the UN's Framework Convention on Climate Change. She was the executive secretary, Christiana Figueres. She said, this is the first time in the history of mankind that we are setting ourselves to the task of intentionally, within a defined period of time, to change the economic development model that has been reigning for at least the last 50 years since the Industrial Revolution. If that doesn't tell you what the whole global warming agenda is about, I mean, the New York Times could easily cover this. It's out there.
And by the way, that model wasn't perfect, but if you study the British Empire, the Dutch Empire, the Soviet Union that was forming at that time, what the Germans and the Austrian-Hungarian Empire's core system did, and what was left of what the Spanish and Portuguese had set up, there was no existing order. That's why Hitler made a move for it, because there was no order. The British Empire was collapsed, was in retreat, financially indecent and leaderless, and part Nazi. Look it up. The King of England was a Nazi. Edward VIII, he had to advocate. and all the rest of it. They were going to have him be the king of the EU. That was a Nazi plan. And again, they go, oh, yeah, right. Look it up. It's mainstream news. Okay, can't make this crap up. And I'm like, cursed with knowledge, cursed with knowing this. It's fun to learn it, but then it's like you're talking to the public and they think you're speaking Chinese to them or something, man. And then, yeah, there's the King of England with Hitler and his wife. So you're dealing with all of this. There's photos of him with his kids in the back of the car with Hitler. I mean, these people, he was German, but let me get back to what I was saying. Because I kind of was the forest for the trees. You had America at the end of that coming in with the Bretton Woods Agreement and the system and doing some positive things. Yeah, there's Edward VIII of the Eagle's Nest. See, right there. And it just goes on. And then the globalists went, wait, we don't want America to just turn all these countries loose and have freedom worldwide and real economic globalism where we all just free for all, do whatever we want. A bunch of companies got together like they always do and said, no. The plan of Hitler, and this literally happened, merged with the British Empire, will be a new economic system where we buy these countries off and take control. We'll use Western money to do it, and then we'll deindustrialize the West to leverage control and bring shipping and manufacturing to China, India, Mexico, and other areas. Then we'll leverage the West out and use that as an economic control arm to come in with absolute full control of the West. And that's globalism, and they wrote books admitting it. And Donald Trump said, you know what? This doesn't work. It screws people over. We're going to blow it up, okay? And it's so easy to blow up because it's so tenuous and so authoritarian and so unelected and so shadowy that, okay, I'm going to get us out of TPP that Obama signed secret. Boom, whole thing's blown up right there. The thing is, it's so secret that it counted on us never knowing it was there. That's how a year ago and 2 months, 14 months ago, the New York Times could say there's no globalism, there's no technocracy, it doesn't exist. And 14 months later, red alert! Ah, the Fox is in our main command base! He's in the Death Star! God, he's about to blow it! I mean, damn, this is incredible! Their whole... Can we roll the video in the background of the Wizard of Oz curtain scene when Toto pulls the curtain back? Because their greatest power was they didn't exist like the devil, but they did! And once we get people to admit they exist, game over, baby! Sorry, go ahead.
They're wounded animals now at this point.
There goes InfoWars. There goes the audience. There goes Matt Drudge. Look at Toto right there. Not big, not the biggest thing around, not trying to be cool, just dogging. And look what the dog does. I think InfoWars symbol should be a dog. I've been thinking about what our symbol ought to be. I think it's a sheepdog. It's a dog. What do you think?
Sounds good to me. I like the sound of that.
I know I'm ranting, man. I apologize. Have you heard my whole rant, though? It's true. They had to operate by stealth, but they wanted total control at the end, so they uncloaked their world government. We said, whoa, everybody warned us about this. Bye-bye. No. I mean, how did they think this would ever work?
And I think the awakening, it is definitely happening, you know, at the voter level. But, you know, even when you see kind of glimpses of it in what people are talking about, you know, the article you just presented from the Telegraph about, you know, we have to be cautious about these tech giants. I think there's an element of self-preservation that is awakening certain people in the upper echelons and the elites where they say, you know what? My family is not going to have a future at some point down the line, or my offspring, or even myself if things get too, you know, weird enough. So I think there's an element of self-preservation that is waking certain people up within the globalist elite empire, and that's going to work against them as well, because then you're going to have people on the inside that are blowing them up. People like Ted Malik, who has been working to do that for years.
That's right. Dan Lyman, we're going to follow you tomorrow and right through Trump's incredible historic visit and the amazing tweets you're putting out. You are awesome. Yeah, translating the New York Times sign from truth to obey. That's what they're saying. We are the truth. We are the facts. No, you're owned by the corrupt kingpin out of Mexico, Carlos Slim, and the Washington Post.
Hey, guys. Pardon the advertising interruption to your radio program. Do yourself a favor and please listen carefully. If you have tried or wanted to try Viagra or other male prescriptions in the last few years, you need to hear about Noxetril, the super pill that will transform your sex life forever. You see, Noxetril has been formulated and developed in U.S. FDA labs, and it's the real deal. Noxetril works, period. Strong results that increase blood flow fast. And best of all, there are no side effects like prescription meds. After years of research, the developers of Noxetril got it right. This remarkable pill is off the charts. Right now, we encourage you to take advantage of our incredible free bottle offer. So what are you waiting for? Noxetril. It's that good.
Call now and find out how to get a free bottle of Noxetril while supplies last. Call 1-800-993-2380. That's 800-993-2380. Free bottles for a limited time, so call now. 800-993-2380. 800-993-2380.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockheed Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockheedPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockheedPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockheedPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Does the current world crisis in North Korea or our domestic crisis right here in America concern you? Well, I know it concerns me. My friends over at Legacy Food Storage have solutions in the event there's the inevitable. What's the inevitable? Civil unrest, a run on your local grocery store. And here's my question to you. If this happens, how do you feed your children? How do you feed your grandchildren? Legacy Food Storage has the solutions. In fact, they can help you implement a simple plan to take care of your needs in the event of the inevitable. By calling them right now, I have authorized them to give you a special 20% discount at checkout by simply using GCN. Call 888-543-7345 or visit them at legacyfoodstorage.com. That's 888-543-7345 or visiting them at legacyfoodstorage.com. Make sure you use GCN at checkout for an incredible 20% discount. Don't be a victim. Take control of your life now.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Welcome back. I'm Alex Jones, your host. I'm going to co-host some of the next hour with Roger Stone. And the War Room's coming up with Owen Schroyer and Roger Stone and others. I don't normally put out fake news on purpose. Obviously, we get things wrong sometimes. But I got cut off by the break. I was saying Carlos Slim, the Middle Eastern slash Mexican kingpin who made billions off U.S. taxpayers running the Obama phone scam, he owns the New York Times. So when they put up full-page ads or put out these big billboards on the train saying, the New York Times, truth, it's really amazing humor. Truth is more important now than ever. Yes, New York Times, it really is. And then the jokes, obviously, are flowing with that. The New York Times, BS is more important now than ever. Or lying about WMDs in Iraq is more important than ever. Or saying Hillary had a 99% chance of winning in the lead-up. And the day of the election, it was just 98. And about an hour before she lost, it was like 70%. I mean, it's just made-up crap. We are the New York Times, an appeal to authority. We are, right now, 99% chance Trump will not be elected. And the New York Times, total proof he's a Russian agent. I mean, you've destroyed yourself. You're a joke. And then I got cut off. The fake news part was I was saying, and the Washington Post. It's not like I was saying, Carlos Slim owns the Washington Post. I was going to say, Bezos, the richest man in the world, who gets all his money off government subsidies, basically, is in an existential war with Trump and America, and is just such a jerk. And I've just had enough, man. And he won't even pay for it, though. That's why he's so smart. He got $600 million with the Washington Post from the CIA to run the disinfo. And what do they call for? Banning me. I'm a Russian. I mean, this guy's got $110 billion, and he wants me shut off the air. And it's like, why? Because your eyes point different directions? Your mad mind points straight? I'm not mad at you. Your eyes point different directions like a hammerhead or something. Like a gecko. His eyes are like a chameleon. Is he even human? I don't know. But get off my back, dirtbag! Ideas are bulletproof, jerk. You thought you'd launch all this. Thought you'd all get away with it. Got your money. But your big system to screw us is over. And you're going to get your monopoly taken away. And if you keep pushing, you're going to get your ass handed to you. So just keep running your bug-eyed mouth, buddy. Anyways, Dan Lyman, tell us what else you're going to investigate while you're there at Davos in Switzerland.
Trip by this Antifa house, I did find it towards the end of today. I'm just going to keep an eye on that. What I did find interesting was they have the Molotov cocktail theme with the Trump name on it and global war. They've crossed out warming, you know, the end of warming. So I don't know if that's a signal to all of us that we should be keeping an eye out for what they have planned possibly for the end of the
week. Well, they call for violence against Trump, so you got them saying Trump, Molotov cocktail. Sounds like, they're saying burn the place down.
Right.
I mean, and that would turn the Davos into victims. They'd probably say Trump did it or something.
Yeah, they'd find a way to blame him. I live about an hour outside of Zurich, and there were already posters going up last week around town, basically in protest of Trump. And the local media was putting a lot of energy into covering the fact that people were protesting in Zurich and supposedly around the country that Trump was coming.
So is Switzerland the same, where the mainstream media is corporate whores? But you were telling me the people in general like Trump, though.
I would say that in general, I haven't encountered as much anti-Trumpism as I have around other parts of Europe. I lived in Iceland last year. I encountered that all the time, even just for being American. I put away the MAGA hat after the election. But here, it's not quite as bad, I would say, but definitely the local media is pretty lame. Like I was saying, it was the local, Switzerland, the local, they cover, you know, national news from each country. It's very, very lame news. But what I found very encouraging about living here is that the party in power is the Swiss People's Party. They're the one that have put forth this referendum, which some people are calling Swexit, to basically sever ties with the EU and close their borders. So I think that there is definitely a lot more hope for Switzerland than there is for a lot of the rest of Europe, at least timing-wise right now.
All right, well, we're on at nighttime for you every day, so we'll have you on every day as this unfolds tomorrow, Friday, right through Saturday. We'll do some special transmissions. Dan Lyman, thank you so much for InfoWars.com.
Cheers, thank you.
Thank you. All right, Roger's got huge news coming up. I just want to remind listeners of something. I get so excited. Most talk show hosts plug every segment, and they got all. And I could have all the sponsors too. I just don't like doing it. So we just sell books, videos, water filtration, air filtration, the highest quality supplements. But you need to go to InfoWarsStore.com for your own family. But plus for the InfoWars, so we can send Dan Lyman up that mountain. Because believe me, even the place we're putting him in is expensive. It is very expensive. So InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsLife.com. Bodies, the ultimate turmeric formula, just came in this week. I think this is going to be one of our best sellers. If you don't know about turmeric, look it up yourself. The pollen block is now in as well. It's amazing. We've got the real red pill. We've got so much more. InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsLife.com, or 888-253-3139. So 60-day supply, a big bottle. It's the new Bodies. Find out about it. In fact, here's a promo piece I shot. We're going to premiere right now, and I'll come back with Roger Stone. Here and give you the standard pitch for our new product, Bodies, which is the ultimate turmeric formula out there on the market from our deep research. The purity, the concentration, the quality, and the other synergistic organic compounds that are added to it so that it's bioavailable and gets into your bloodstream. I've got a big list of the facts here, and I guess I'll go over some of it for you. But here's the bottom line. Talking to Paul Watson about 2 years ago, I said, which of the products do you use and like the most? And he said, listen, what I really want is a turmeric product. He goes, you've seen the studies. You know what it does. You know what it's been proven to do. It's crazy. And I've read a lot of them out there are adulterated or watered down. I said, well, let me look into it. And so it then took us off and on several years to finally come out with this because I want to bring you the very best product we can get. I want it to be what myself and my family take. And we've done it. Turmeric has been used for thousands of years for its known therapeutic effects and is the subject of well over 10,000 published scientific articles and studies. Plain turmeric root contains on average about 3% of the active ingredient, the curcuminoids. But our powerful blend contains turmeric extract containing 95% curcuminoids. Did you hear what I'm saying? Most of the brands out there are at 3% or less and are adulterated. This is 95%. Body Ease Ultimate Turmeric Formula is also fortified with piperine. Piperine, many studies have shown, helps accelerate the absorption of the turmeric compounds, the curcuminoids, in the body. Now let's get to Boswellia. Boswellia is an Ayurvedic herb that has been studied for its anti-inflammatory properties. In fact, the active ingredient, boswellic acid, has been shown in studies to inhibit one of the enzymes that actually cause the inflammation response. Body Ease also contains the organic herbs, spearmint, sage, lemon balm, and thyme. As an added bonus, all of the ingredients we just listed contain very potent antioxidants. In fact, turmeric's curcuminoids are some of the most potent and naturally occurring free radical scavenging antioxidants available on the market. If you're a radio listener, you've got to go to InfoWarsStore.com and go to the Body Ease page. You can actually see the video the TV viewers can see right now. If you look at our turmeric product, it's bright yellow orange the way it's supposed to be. That's because the active compound in curcuminoids is orange. So again, it's not just the concentration. It's not just the studies we've done. It's not just the test. It's how vibrant and bright our product is. The recommended MSRP is $59.95 and is a great deal because of the quality and concentration. But out of the gates, we're offering Body Ease for 50% off $29.95 InfoWarsStore.com so you and your children and your wife, your husband can experience it for yourself. And at the same time, you know you're funding the information war that is battling against the globalists and trying to restore not just our republic, but freedom worldwide. Ladies and gentlemen, I am so excited about Body Ease. I hope you will try it for yourself. It's exclusively available right now, out of the gates, 50% off, InfoWarsStore.com, or by calling 888-253-3139. This is the ultimate turmeric product on the market from our research. It's at InfoWarsStore.com right now. And by the way, that's our newest product. I told you that the X2 at 40% off and the Secret 12 will be gone today. And nobody's mad, but that special is still up, which isn't good because it's going to be sold out for probably a month, and I want to sell some at the full price to help fund the operation. That's what we do. We sell at a really low price until it's about to sell out, and then we'll go back to regular price, which is fine. A lot of folks want to buy it at that to support us until more comes in. Now we're going to probably sell out of it. I won't have it for months, but that 40% off is still up at InfoWarsLife.com. As I was watching, they had the website up, and I saw it right there. So when I get off air, I'm going to the shipping department a couple miles away, and I'm going to get all that changed and all that dialed in. So you want that special as well. It's ending today. If I can get it done, InfoWarsStore.com. We'll be back with hour number four. Please stay with us, and please spread the links.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder. Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body. Why take another pill? Treat your aches and pains with Sunshine Pillows, microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body heating wraps. Sunshine Pillows and wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it, even while driving. Sunshine Pillows are designed with your comfort in mind, will not burn you, and will stay balanced on your body to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunshine Pillows start at just $20.
Join hundreds of our happy customers and see why Sunshine Pillows has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Click sunshine-pillows.com and take the Sunshine Pillow Challenge. That's sunshine-pillows.com.